The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Yep.
So you went on a little hunt yourself this week.
No, we went on a big hunt this week.
Well, it started Sunday, right?
Yes.
And we were in pursuit of the elusive...
perfect Christmas tree.
Yeah. So we started out at a nursery and weren't greeted by anybody. People running all around... Not very many customers, but no personality.
Mm-mm.
Nice trees.
Nice trees.
Inside.
Would have been pleasant.
Would have been.
Just didn't see the perfect tree. Couldn't ask any questions because couldn't get anybody's attention. So we moved on.
Yes. Went to the next place, which was a charity.
Yes. It's a group organization that gives back to the community.
Okay. Yeah.
Everybody's remaining nameless so far.
Yeah, we're keeping real quiet till the end. So,
and I actually...
You found the tree?
I found a tree. The perfect tree.
I had it in my hand.
We were getting ready to tell somebody that's the tree we wanted.
What happened then?
Somebody poached it.
What?
Stop.
A tree poacher?
We had a tree poacher. Man came up, took it out of my hand... Said that woman wants this tree, she's going to buy it and took it away.
Well, she was looking at another tree.
Right. Then she saw me getting ready to take that tree, and she decided she wanted that one. And he came and took it from me.
I had it in my hand.
Mm-hmm. We're on our way.
I had it standing upright, ready to get somebody's attention. Didn't go well, did it?
No.
No.
And I no reason to have a confrontation about Christmas, so we left there.
Yes, did not.
Won't go back, and
no.
Will not suggest anybody go there if anybody asks me.
No.
Won't put them down on here, but will not.
No. Well, we'll not tell anybody.
Nope.
Anyway, on to the next place.
Very nice people.
Nice people, nice young man. Complimented him on his Rapala fishing hat.
He was...
Or Rebel hat. I can't remember. One of the fish, some fishing lure hat.
He was super nice, super helpful, but they didn't have any trees over 6 foot. You had
to
go to another lot. Of theirs.
That was open till 6 o'clock.
Supposedly.
Oh?
Well, it was open till 6, we were told.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And it didn't have the cones up in front, so we pulled in. We checked out all their trees.
They had some nice trees.
Beautiful trees. But could never find anybody. We were there a good 25 minutes.
Every bit. Looked at half a dozen trees.
Nobody came out of the house, knocked on the door, nobody came out. So
music was playing.
Yeah, music was playing inside.
Yeah.
So, we left. And I had gave up by that time on Sunday and just said, bah humbug.
Yeah, yeah, you were in a bah humbug mood.
I was in a bah humbug mood.
Well, four places.
Yeah,
and terrible treatment at three of them.
But I will say that I did find out the last place we went, the guy at the other place did not know they closed at 4 that day, and the person who was there had forgotten to put the cones up when they left. So they get a little bit of a pass. Because I did
much.
Ask.
I don't think so.
Okay, well.
I'm not. No. No.
Well, I'm
poor planning on their part doesn't constitute an emergency on mine.
Okay. Anyway. I'll give them a little bit of a pass because I want to go back and get some stuff from their store because it's got gorgeous stuff
in
there.
Yeah, I know. That's what you do. You're a very forgiving person.
So yesterday.
Our hunt ended till yesterday, right?
In the rain.
That was cute. We both said in the rain together. So. we had looked online and we found a couple places that we had driven by on our pursuit last.
One of my sister had gone to many times.
Yeah, last Sunday. So anyway, we wound up at another spot yesterday.
And we will give the name of this one, Blue Heron Christmas Tree Farm in Centerville.
So. Mm-hmm.
Everybody was wonderful. Now, there weren't many customers, and it was raining, and we were, you know. But they did have other customers.
But they greeted you
at the gate. They helped you when you went there. They showed you where to go, what trees were what, where they had them. They didn't have a lot of them open because they'd been selling a lot of them. Because they're cut it down, or they have pre-cut Fraser first.
Right.
The two guys, and I will get their names wrong.
Jacob and...
Justin?
Justin, yeah, Jacob and Justin. Yeah.
Amazing guys, opened up a bunch of trees. I am...
Particular.
Alex,
you're a pain in the butt.
And I found the perfect tree, but it was too short, and then I found the perfect tight height, and it was too skinny, you know, one of those things. The guy actually suggested that I take the two trees, buy them both, and paste them together.
Which amused it. That tickled me.
And Alan tipped them both well because they put up with me for so long. But we came home with the perfect tree. They were helpful about the stand. They shake your tree off. They bag it for you. They have these great stand, straight stands where they will drill a hole in the bottom of your tree, and all you got to do is plop it on that stick, and you don't have to fuss.
No screws. No three screws adjusting in the sides of the tree and wiggling it back and forth. They drill a hole in the bottom of the tree. You get one of their stands that they sell. You bring it home.
Very reasonable.
Yeah, you bring it home, you unwrap the tree, you set it in the, or set it on the stand with, you know, and the way the stand works, the peg that you set the tree on is actually a tube with a screen on the end. So when you fill the water in the bottom of the stand, okay, it goes up into this,
right.
Goes up in and waters the tree from the inside. It does. There's a hole in that peg. That peg is hollow. There's a screen on top.
But does the water get up the hole? Are there holes at the bottom?
No, you fill the thing. Water attains its own level.
I know, but how does the water get in the hole?
It's open now.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah, where the tree sits on the bottom of the stand, it doesn't actually sit on the bottom of the stand. There's ridges there.
That's what I mean. Okay.
Yeah, there's raised ridges there that keep the tree off, I don't know, 3/8 of an inch.
So the water can get up in it.
So the water can get up into it. It's very clever. Very clever design. So I was pretty impressed with that. So.
Yeah, and they have a nice little shop there. Very small, very nice.
So you were successful. You bagged your tree.
I bagged a tree.
Well, they bagged
the tree. They bagged the tree, and then they tied. Oh, and then the bungee cords going home.
And then they field dressed it.
Yes, they did, because they shook it out.
They had string. They had little pieces of string there.
So Alan decides we're going to bungee cord it to this. And when you're going down Route 50 with a bungee cord, it lifts up. And as the guy explained, it'll go back down, which is fine. But when you're lifting up and you're looking at it through the sunroof, and you got people behind you in cars, and it's starting to lift off, your heart goes.
The tree never left the deck. It might have lifted off a couple of inches, but it was fine. So, Chris, do we have any callers on the line?
Yes, we've got John,
we've also
got Richard from New Zealand.
Richard from New Zealand. Let's put Richard on first. I hope John doesn't mind. We need to talk to Richard from New Zealand. Richard, are you there?
I'm here.
So how's your new prime minister or whatever she's called working out over there with her gun grab?
I'm not sure if you heard anything in the States, but there's only... they still have 85%
non-compliance.
they haven't turned in.
Yeah.
And I think it was like a week ago, 2 weeks ago now. They with this program they have, you turn.
It's a buyback program, right?
Yes, when you go to the police and turned it in, or they set up in areas. But
right.
Anyhow, long and short of it, there was a breach.
Really?
In the police computers.
Uh-huh.
And it exposed over 70,000 of the New Zealanders who were firearm owners.
Oh, no.
And they went through the roof, man.
I bet they did. Okay, got it. Wow, that's awful.
So, and the thing, the depths there on that White Island, I don't know. It's probably about maybe 170 kilometers from us.
Right.
You know, I really don't want to go into it, but the indigenous people have access to that island. It is
right.
It's part of their religious
right.
ceremonial type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
But they, you know, there were warnings that I don't know what the warning was up to. A 3, 5
yeah.
was the highest, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But they, you know, they.
They warned that this thing was ripe and ready to pop.
Yeah.
And it's throughout recent history, it's gone off quite a few times, hasn't it?
Well, oh, yeah. Well, New Zealand.
Yeah.
Don't hold me to this, but I think they have on average about 1,000 earthquakes a day.
Wow.
I mean, it's just a...
Well, you guys are on the Ring of Fire, aren't you? You're on the Ring of Fire, yeah. The seismic shifting crust of the earth on the Ring of Fire. Yeah,
exactly.
So I got it. If anybody doesn't, if you don't know what the Ring of Fire is, it's very interesting if you Google that or research it a little bit. This is a series of tectonic plates around the world, around the edges of the continents, and it forms the deepest trenches in the ocean, and along that ring of fire around the world is where all the seismic activity takes place, all the earthquakes, all the volcanoes and so forth, all around the world. And it's called the Ring of Fire. It's quite a fascinating topic if you want to look at it. So,
well, we don't want to go into to what the Word of God says about the end times, but
well, we could. We could.
You know, we surely are living in times where the Bible is coming alive as far as its prophecy, as end time stuff.
Exactly. No question. No question about it. Heed the warning.
Yep.
Yep. So.
But I just wanted to wish you and your wife a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. I may get back with you before Christmas, not sure.
Good. Okay, well, if not, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Richard.
And listen, as far as trees, you could tell me who the tree places were. I mean, I won't tell anybody down here.
Good one, Richard.
Hey, Richard, we got to live here, buddy. We're not doing that. So.
All right,
man. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Talk to you later.
Have a
Thanks.
Wonderful one.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to John. Good morning, John.
Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to possibly win a muzzleloader this month.
Hey, you never know.
That's right. That's right. With your winged intruder, which I have experience with, and anytime you're doing an outdoor activity where you have to load gear and in and out of your home, it's a real possibility because you go
sure.
out with hands full, the door doesn't close, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I told him. Thank you, John. He didn't believe me.
Well, now it's time for your due diligence and to go around and any blued objects that may be hung on the wall, any precious brass things that are around, make sure that that your intruder didn't empty its crap gland all over the place, which they're you know, have amazing capacity for, because speaking from personal experience, I have a number of formerly, you know, impeccable, precious objects or nice objects that, you know, blued ones and brass ones and stuff that have pits in them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to do that.
All those little droppings, and they're all up high, unlike a little furry creature that stays on the floor and only gets your floor messy. They leave all their little markers all over the place, and it's highly corrosive.
Well, we looked low, but we didn't. I don't know if you, did you look high? Because I didn't look high.
I didn't look on the deer head, no.
But, you better.
The deer head is easily clean, but if you have a firearm on display or
yeah.
a nice brass telescope or something, it pits in and it lets remove.
Yeah, it's very corrosive. Yep, no question.
Yep.
No question. Well, I appreciate that. That's for sure.
And, you know, the old joke was, the bird was flying around the house and finally got it out, and the woman goes over and hands the guy a roll of toilet paper, and he says, well, it's too late for that. That thing's long gone.
That bird's long gone, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Have a good day.
See you, buddy.
Have a wonderful day.
Thanks. Nice. Thanks for the laugh. Who's on the line there, Chris?
We've got Tackle Box Tim.
Ah, Tackle Box Tim. Good morning, Tackle Box Tim. How are you today, buddy?
Good morning, Alan. I'm calling to get into the muzzleloader contest this morning.
Oh, well, good for you.
John, thanks for the opportunity. And tomorrow, as we know, is the last day of striper season. A lot of
yep.
guys need to be twiddling their thumbs between now and May, depending on the regulations.
Well, there's plenty of other opportunities out there.
Yeah, there are snakeheads on the eastern shore, crappies all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Pickerel.
Yeah, but you can also just start rummaging through your tackle and getting it ready for next time.
You can do that, too. Sharpen all the hooks, replace anything that looks rusty, put some new line on your reels and get ready, that kind of stuff, all that good stuff. Yep.
Check the guides, run some Q-tips through them, make sure you don't get any snags.
Yeah, you can replace the guides if you get a little rough spot on the guide, no question about it. But, you know, a lot of guys don't do that, and quite frankly, it's going to take a lot to wear out a guide. You have to fish a lot. You have to fish a long time. In your experience, does braid have more of an effect on the guides than mono does, or vice versa?
I think it would be more the tip.
Yeah, the abrasiveness in the tip, yeah.
Because as you're winding a lure back, you've got a little abrasiveness. But the braids today, some of them have a coating on it, so it's not even a concern.
Exactly.
This past year when I've been replacing some of my treble hooks, I've been going to these new single inline hooks, and I used them pretty well this year, and I have not had a problem with my hookup rate.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. They're good to use. To me, a treble hook is more dangerous to the fisherman than the fish. But
I know.
I've been there too. The conservation-minded guys, there are some who just won't use a treble hook lure. But this is a way to, if you won't use a lure that traditionally has a treble hook on it, to try them.
Yeah.
Because these inline hooks, they come out of the package sharp and.
You're speaking to a guy that drove a treble hook into his middle finger, the joint in his middle finger, and could feel the hook scraping on the bone. So yeah, that, I know about. Thanks to a undersized northern pike.
Oh,
so, yeah, on a Rapala.
Yeah, I had a pop R hanging from my thumb when I went up to the hospital in Havre Grace one day.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, walked in, and the nurse there at the emergency room said, can I help you? And I just opened my hand, and the pop R was hanging there.
Nuts.
Yes, I think you can help
me. Yeah, yeah.
The first ER x-ray I ever took was a Boy Scout who was on a Boy Scout fishing trip and went to cast and got the hook in the back of his head. Is it cast over his head? That was the first x-ray I did.
I once was wearing a Zara Spook in the back of my ear from a miscast from another person on the boat.
Yeah.
Had it gone through the ear lobe, I would have had an earring and a heck of a story, but it was.
Yeah, well,
Did you do that to him?
I didn't do it to Tackle Box Tim.
No, it was another one of my
one of the worst inventions ever was the pocket fisherman. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Those little short fishing rods, the little kit rod. Man, you could hurt somebody with one of those with a cast. So can't lift it over their head and cast. You know, you just wing away, and boy, that thing went out. Anyway, all right, buddy. Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas
in the contest.
To you too. If I don't get a chance to call in between or next Saturday, Merry Christmas to you and Robin.
You got it.
Be a special one with the new grandson.
Absolutely.
But, can't wait.
Next year will be even better.
You got it.
I am so excited for all of them coming.
Thanks, Tim.
Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
So the Great American Outdoor Show is coming up. It's the world's largest outdoor sports show. It's February 1st to the 9th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, with 650,000 square feet of guns and hunting and fishing and archery, over 1,000 exhibitors. more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros and your favorite outdoor celebrities, 400 hunting and fishing outfitters if you want to book a trip, interactive events and entertainment for the whole family, and we've been to some of those. They're pretty entertaining, some of those things in the arena, you know. And the NRA Country Concert features Chris Jansen, Jacob Bryant, and John Langston this year. So live the adventure at the Great American Outdoor Show, February 1st to the 9th at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex. That's in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, about an hour and a half north. Tickets are on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. You know who I want to talk about? Bay Country Bakery. We had some Bay Country Bakery donuts last Saturday at camp. Everybody enjoyed them, shared them, ate them. Ate them up, loved them. I'm on Route 50 headed to or from the deer stand or deer camper. I'm going to the duck blind. My mouth and my belly can't wait to stop Bay Country Bakery for a donut or a sandwich and a fresh cup of hot coffee. And if Robin's with me, I'm harangued into it. She honey badgers me to death to have me stop at Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge for some of the most delicious fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads in the universe.
I'm not saying one word. Because you don't have to be honey badgered or harangued to stop there because you want them just as bad as I do.
All right. I was kind of kidding. Kind of. So, you know, you can get enough for everybody in camp like I do. They serve a great breakfast, too, 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday. Even after your morning hunt, if you want to take a break from 11 till 2, just grab a tasty lunch. To find Bay Country Bakery, do what I do. Look for the big donut on the side of the bakery. There's a chocolate donut on the highway sign. It's a big, giant donut with pink frosting on it, 10-foot tall. It's got sprinkles. Dave and Gina Levy are your hosts. They're trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best, and they do. Bay Country Bakery, 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think Big Donut. Visit their website, like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. You might see Robin honey badgering me while I'm in the parking lot. Chesapeake Outdoors is ready for the upcoming goose season and the reopening of the muzzleloader season next weekend. Chesapeake Outdoors is the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, and waterfowl is on the list. The largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area with all major brands. Steel Shot, Gear, Camo, Hips, knee boots, hip boots, and waders, Avery decoys, Fast Steel by Kent Steel Shot, banded camouflage clothing, guns and ammunition by Remington, Chiappa, and Savage, muzzle loaders and accessories by Thompson Center, and CVA, scent lock apparel to keep your scent from reaching out to those sensitive noses of those deer out there, Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers. They got crossbows, too. Here's a great Christmas present for Alan, an R29 Raven crossbow. 20% off all tree stands, ladders, climbers, and lock-ons. Matthews compound bows, Mission crossbows, a Mission Sub 1 XR, and crossbows for every budget. 10-point, Excalibur, Carbon Express, and Barnett. Where is this wonderful place with thousands of hunting accessories and fishing accessories as well and gifts for everybody on your list? 1707 Main Street, Chester, Maryland. That's Route 50 East, exit 39B when you come across the bridge. Dominion Road, Kent Island, Maryland, 410-604-2500. 604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. We'll be right back after these commercial messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, care and nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex brand bed liner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bed liner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Woo! Somebody done been to the Walmart.
Man, that's just the stuff I got for Christmas.
Well, you cleaned up. What'd you get?
Five flannel shirts.
Four Big Mud tires, three shotgun shells, two hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
You fool, you got Jeff. There's 12 days to Christmas.
I know that. I got it covered. Look over in the corner.
That's yours, too?
Yeah, 12 pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Red Man, 6 cans of Spam. Big Mud tires, three shotgun shells, two hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Man, these ain't normal Christmas presents.
No, they're redneck gifts.
Redneck gifts?
Yeah, you know, like if you buy your wife earrings that double as fishing lures, or if you can birth the entire chorus of Jingle Bells.
Perhaps if you think the Nutcracker is something you did off of a high dive.
Or if you've ever misspelled anything in Christmas lights. Or if you leave cold beer and pickled eggs for Santa Claus.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
I didn't say anything wrong with it. It's hard to beat.
12-pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Red Man, 6 cans of Bass. My tires, three shotgun shells, two hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Well, you know, you can't really consider it a Christmas unless you go down to the penitentiary and visit your mama.
You're not listening to me. Get the car key out of your ear. That's where the 9 years probation comes in. I'm going to do it for you again. Now listen.
12-pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7...
Who's on the line? Let's talk to Bruce real quick. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Bruce.
There's a new controversy in the state of Virginia. The governor and the state legislator are started talking about passing more restrictive gun laws.
That's right.
And I guess you know about it. Sheriff Jenkins, I believe his last name was Jenkins.
Yep.
So, you know all about it, but he's talking about deputizing people that were non-compliant for that.
That's right.
Upner, from what I hear, the latest, the worst, he's talking about bringing in the National Guard to intervene with it.
Yeah, people need to read up about what's going on in Virginia with their firearms. There's a lot of sanctuary counties and sanctuary areas now being declared by the sheriffs and so forth down there for firearms. There's a bill in the legislature down there about what are they calling it? Paramilitary or something like that. I don't know. It just all kind of came out this week, and haven't had a lot of time to look, you know, to really bear down on it. Yeah, but what's even worse is this bill to further restrict Maryland, Baltimore County gun dealers to facilities against robbery and so forth, so guns don't get in hands of criminal. First of all, a county executive, Baltimore County, since I don't live there, doesn't have the first clue about how firearms facilities protect themselves in Baltimore County against break-ins and robberies and so forth. So, you know, as you would say to me, Robin, put a cork in it.
Well, so I'm aware of that. So I live in Baltimore City, but I spend a lot of time in Baltimore County.
Mm-hmm.
A new gun shop. I'm not going to name business.
Please.
Yeah. So I heard about this, and I went over. Went in the place to talk to them. I'm not a gun owner, but I support NOA. I have had training with firearm training. It's a security guard.
Okay.
Decades ago. So, you know what? They had metal doors. They had cameras. You had a keypad to get in.
Yeah.
They asked you before you come in if you have identification. And they both had firearms in their holsters.
Yeah.
So, I don't think anybody's going to steal, at least not while doing business hours. And those metal doors look pretty tough to get through. So.
No doubt. So, all right, Bruce. Well, look, I appreciate the call. I'll do a little more checking on the Virginia thing. Okay.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Let's talk to Mike on the line. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hi. How are you today?
I'm well. Yourself?
I'm doing swell. You know, I was, you brought it to my attention when you said something about a big donut on Route 50. Well, I have a lot of reasons to go from White Marsh back and forth to Crisfield a lot. And my girlfriend and I play this game where it's like, we always like pick out the landmarks that are coming up soon, like the, you know, where the igloo is, that ice igloo.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Then you got the Tuckahoe Steam Company.
Yeah.
Then you got the big donut. Well, we're on our way to Crisfield. We get down near Princess Anne, they pull up to a red light, and there's a man sitting at the red light, sitting on top of a stove. And that's the man, I said, excuse me, sir, is there any reason why you would have to be sitting on a stove? You know what he said to me?
No.
My wife's away, so I thought I'd take a little extra time and ride the range. Oh my God.
Alan will use that again, trust me.
I doubt it.
Oh, yes, you will.
It took a little time to ride the range. Oh, that's funny.
From White Marsh just called to get in the muzzleloader contest.
You're in it.
And tell everybody how. Have a Merry Christmas and go Ravens.
Merry Christmas. Thank you so much. Nope. Don't want to forget the Ravens. They're doing really good this year.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call, Mike.
Have a good day.
You too.
See you.
Marty. Hello, Marty.
I don't think Marty wanted to hang around.
Well, Marty, you'll have to call back. Is Tom still on the line?
Yes.
All right, let's talk to Tom. Hello, Tom.
Of course Tom's still on the line. What's up, brother?
How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm good. Hi, Robin.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. I just called to wish my favorite people on the radio a Merry Christmas and getting in the muzzleloader contest.
Well, thank you, buddy. Awesome. Appreciate that.
We love hearing from you.
Yep. You doing good?
Yeah. Yeah. Everything's good. Cool.
Cool.
Living the dream.
Cool is good.
I'm glad to hear you're living the dream. That's a goal for everybody to try and accomplish, no question.
That's what I remember about Alan when I first met him. Every time I asked him how he was, living a dream.
Yep.
Yeah. Can't beat it. Well, you guys have a great holiday, and I'll catch you next year.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
Have a great holiday, you and your family.
Yep. Take care. Bye, Tom. Any other callers on the line there, Chris?
No, sir.
No?
Really?
Well, we need to get a call, 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number to get in the muzzleloader contest. All you do, call in, leave your name and number with Chris, go on the air with me and say hi, and you're in the contest. Robin, do you have any comments here this morning?
I did, but I can't remember what they were. Every time I went to say something, you were gone. Oh, I thought it was funny. You know what I think's funny?
What?
You'll be doing one of the, you know, I can talk to you about Bay Country and all that stuff, right? And then you'll be looking at me like I'm supposed to say something about some of these guns and stuff you're talking about. And I'm like, clueless.
Right.
Yeah.
But you can say something about donuts.
Oh, I can always say something about donuts. Say things about a lot of stuff. I can say stuff about the National Outdoor Show and all the different advertisers we've had.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the technical part, I'm no good. And you're looking like you want to comment. And I'm going.
Well, how about this? How about commenting on this? The Maryland Natural Resources Police charged a Carroll County woman for driving while intoxicated after she struck a deer decoy and led officers on a chase. Police on November 30th, which was the first day of deer season, were patrolling for illegal spotlighting and using a decoy deer along Flag Marsh Road in Mount Airy. Officers reportedly saw a vehicle stop in the road. Doesn't say what kind of vehicle. Turn on its headlights, drive off the road into the field, and strike the decoy deer. When officers approached the vehicle, it sped away through several fields before finally stopping. Sounds kind of like an ATV, doesn't it?
They didn't say that, though.
Well, maybe down the road a little bit it does. Police say the driver, Melinda Marie Platt, 46. Melinda, you did yourself proud. Driving off the road, hitting the deer decoy set up by Natural Resources Police. She was intoxicated and admitted to drinking several beers. Several.
As I was taught in medical school or my, you know, training,
yeah.
Always add about seven to when they say several.
They say several, you had seven.
Seven.
Okay. A passenger, James Platt, doesn't say who that was or if he was related, was also intoxicated. So here you got two drunk people on a vehicle driving through a field at a deer, like they didn't see it because they aimed at it and hit it. Police charged Melinda Platt with several driving offenses and charged James Platt with spotlighting and pursuing wildlife in an off-road vehicle. So apparently it was some type of an ATV. Very interesting. Very interesting.
Actually, it's pretty scary.
Yeah. They're out there. Natural Resources Police filed multiple charges against two suspected deer poachers in Carroll County. Officers responded to a call December 1st. The two men were illegally spotlighting, also known as jacklighting, in a field in the area of Baker Road, and witnesses told police that two people were firing their rifles out of the window of a vehicle. After investigating, police determined the vehicle's occupants to be Wyan Seller, 19, of Walkersville, and Grant Laney, 18, of New Windsor. Arriving at Laney's home, police say they discovered two dead deer in the bed of the truck. Seiler admitted to shooting from the window. Neither Laney nor Seiler had a current hunting licenses. Seiler was charged with shooting at wildlife from a vehicle, possessing a loaded rifle in the vehicle, shooting from a public highway, hunting without written permission, failing to obtain a hunting license, and failing to wear fluorescent orange or pink clothing. Laney was charged with failing to obtain a hunting license and hunting without written permission.
You know,
that's scary.
Talk about poaching. Okay?
Yeah.
I made fun about poaching my Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Okay. You and I don't take that lightly. And we haven't mentioned BBS lately.
No, we don't.
But people have, you know, sometimes said stuff on there. We don't mess around with that stuff. When we have people come through BBS, we check out the stories, number one, and then we check with DNR about things to make sure everything's, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And like I said, I joked about it then, but I don't joke about it at all.
No, poaching is no laughing matter. I know you talked about the lady poaching your Christmas tree. I understand that. But, you know, Bucks, Bears, Stags, which is a measuring organization, we have very high standards. We have top quality, stellar individuals do our measuring. and our posters are out there, and our flyers are out there, and our website is up, and all the contact information is on there, bucks-bears-stags.com. We are publishing a record book, calling it Maryland's Finest, and it will be going back 30 years, records of white-tail deer, sitka deer, and even black bears. And the cool thing is we just signed up a new measure.
And with what you said about dealing with excellent measurers,
mm-hmm.
just stellar guys, they are. I cannot imagine working with a better group of people.
Right.
I can't. My daughter and son-in-law also help us.
Oh, yeah, they do. No question.
It's just a good group. And what we all care about is the conservation, getting kids back into hunting, get them out
right.
there. Like what was her name? Beverly?
Who?
The woman that called in this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Beverly, right?
Yeah.
Barbara.
Thank you. I'm having a brain
attack. That's all right.
We got to get kids outside. We've got to get them back into the outdoors.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a big outdoors person, but I totally believe in it. And when I was a kid, I was always outdoors.
Sure.
So that's our – and I didn't mean to get all serious, but I'm really proud of what we do.
Gotcha. So am I. We did announce a new score, a new measure, just for black bears. And he's in Frostburg. He's in Western Maryland, which is – in the epicenter of the bear country. John Sagal, S-A-G-A-L is his name. He owns J&J Bait, LLC. He's in Frostburg. He is in Allegheny. Is that Allegheny?
It's Allegheny.
Yeah, I believe it is. I said he might know you being a former student out there and perhaps a, you guys might have met when you were...
Only if he went to a bar. I did not do real well academically at Frostburg.
Maybe he might have pulled you over. Who's on the line there, Chris? Oh, you want to do the break first? Okay, I get it. All right, well, let's do the break. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. Phone number 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. I want to talk about Browning Firearms. Now, of course, the firearm season is over as of today. But there's 2 days in January where it's coming back in. If you're not happy with your rifle, if you want to take a look at something new, I'm going to recommend a couple. The X-Bolt Hell's Canyon comes in three different models, Speed, Long Range, and McMillan models. Comes in that ATAX Arid Urban Camouflage with a DuraTouch finish, adjustable trigger, selected calibers. And it's for long-range shooting if you want to use that. McMillan's the same kind of way. The Speed is a little shorter model, but it's a beautiful firearm. A little reasonably priced X-Bolt is the AB3 Stalker, also long-range. Comes in 6.5 Creedmoor, 308, 7mm Remington Mag, and 300 Win Mag. It's got a 26-inch barrel. It's a threaded barrel, ready to take a suppressor if you want, but it does have a cap, and it does come with a muzzle brake as well. And then the top end is the X-Bolt. Comes in all standard Magnum, short Magnum calibers. Extremely accurate, bolt action, big game hunting perfection. The X-Bolt is the one to take a look at. So there's three. X-Bolt, Hell's Canyon, the X-Bolt itself, and the AB3 Stalker Long Range. All available at your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just up Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it is Clyde's Sports Shop. And we'll be right back after these messages from Chris.
As high pressure continues to drift farther off to our east, that's going to allow more moisture to stream our way. Staying dry for the daytime hours today, but some wet weather arriving tonight. Plentiful sunshine for today with a few late clouds. Our highs, low mid-40s, clouding up tonight. Rain arriving late, low upper 30s. Periods of rain, a few showers for your Monday. High temperatures, low to mid-50s. And more showers continue Tuesday, high low 60s. The bottom drops out on Wednesday. Early showers under partly sunny sky, much colder. High, low 40s. I'm Todd Bork, Weather Channel, for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAP. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood.
Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com. And Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800, 410-455-0800, Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back. We have got a lot of callers on the line and not much time to get there. So let's talk to Ann. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Alan. And Robin?
Good morning.
I just wanted to make a comment and ask you a question.
Okay.
I wake up to your show every Saturday, and I like it a lot. It's a good show. That 12 Days of Christmas that you played just had me laughing.
Good.
How can I find a copy of that?
Jeff Foxworthy.
Jeff Foxworthy.
I have
Google
no
it.
Idea how to find it. I guess Google it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Foxworthy?
Jeff Foxworthy is the
Jeff
artist.
Foxworthy.
Jeff,
yes.
Yeah, Jeff Foxworthy.
I know, we started laughing.
That is a hoot.
I think you probably get it on his website, I would imagine.
I just got it again, so you can
I mean,
buy
where
it.
Can she buy it? I guess
she buy it?
I don't
probably.
Know if you want to buy it.
Yeah, I'll try and find it on YouTube or something like that.
Oh, okay.
It's definitely on YouTube.
Yep, Jeff Foxworthy.
Okay, great. The other thing, I just want to wish you both a very Merry Christmas. You have a wonderful show.
Thank you
Thank
so
you
much.
So much. We love to hear that.
Thanks,
okay,
Ann.
Take care.
You too. Merry Christmas. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Lawrence is up. Hello, Lawrence.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. I'm on my way to Arlington for the Reeds Across America.
Oh, good
I
for you.
I'd like to take an opportunity to ask everyone to keep our veterans and their families in their thoughts during this time of year. It's easy to forget about them, and we owe everything to them.
That's true.
That's so true.
Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Lawrence.
You for reminding us.
Thanks for reminding us of that.
Yep.
Have a great weekend and have a good time.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. Right. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Luigi. Luigi, briefly, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. All right. How are you all doing?
Good.
I'm going to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much.
And I know I'm going to run into you one day.
There oh, yeah. No question.
You will.
And maybe I'd invite you over to my house, but you're going to be doing something Christmas Eve, right?
Yes.
Go
ahead.
We are spending it with our family, my grandson, at his house so we can see him.
See, she corrected me and said we and then said my grandson.
Actually, no. We're spending it with their family at the cousin's house.
Whatever.
I said it the wrong way.
It's family. It's fine.
Yeah, we will.
We will. I've got your number now. Maybe Chris can text it to me, okay?
Sure.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Luigi.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Richard.
Hey, good morning, Alan. Robin, Merry Christmas.
Merry
good
Christmas
morning.
To you.
Merry Christmas. Hey,
quick question for you, Alan, on black bears.
Okay.
Do all black bears hibernate, or does it depend on the harshness of the winters, or how does that work as far as the region?
We had a talk about that the other day, and if their food is available, they may not go into full hibernation. If it's in a very cold climate, they will. even if there's some food available. It depends on a lot of different factors, and not all bears hibernate, but most will. Most
like,
will.
Like the ones in Maryland, most of them do. The ones in Garrett County and out that way, you were thinking they would?
I would think all of them would, yeah, out that way, you know, with the weather and so forth. And, you know, there's a lot more bears out there. Therefore, the food division of food is, I don't know if you know what I'm saying. There's only so much food and there's so many bears.
Yes, so, yeah, I know exactly.
Yeah, so I'm not sure how trying to phrase that, but yeah there's not going to be much left, so they're going to go into hibernation. So
yeah, I'll be curious. We're getting ready to relocate to Tennessee. I'm heading down Sunday just for another trip, and I always check my trail cameras, so I'll be curious to see, because the activity on the cameras has been steady as far as there's every time there's bears on the cameras.
Yeah, the southern states, I don't think they hibernate nearly as much. So
okay.
All right, Richard, thanks for the call, buddy.
Have a great weekend.
Yep.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Glenn, I don't think we're going to be able to talk this morning, but